Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Life Shifting with Dr. J. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Hull, and I am thrilled to be back again with you this week to help you let go of fear and get your life in gear. We had a very, very exciting show a couple weeks ago, and I've been getting all sorts of wonderful feedback. So before I jump into today's exciting show, I just want to remind my listeners that if you haven't had a chance to listen to my conversation with Kathy Nelson of ConnectWorks.com, I highly encourage you to go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and click on hosts and find me and click on November, where you can listen to this amazing conversation that I had. My recent show with Kathy Nelson has prompted some just really great questions and feedback from people that are emerging, I think, safe to say, emerging from the recession and getting back in gear and starting businesses and being creative and innovative. And I think my conversation with Kathy kind of touched a chord with people. And so I just want to remind people that it's there and can be downloaded. And I'd love to hear your feedback and your thoughts. I think that Kathy had some amazing insights around how to reconnect with our creative spirit and get going if we're trying to start a business or grow a business. Now is the time. So today we are going to switch gears a little bit and talk about a subject that is near and dear to my heart. It's one that I spent a great deal of energy and focus on in my book. And it has to do with overcoming fear and anxiety and how to find balance and build our resilience in our lives. And to do that, I have a very, very special guest with me today. She's a dear friend of mine, and she's also someone that is well known in the professional world of organizational and leadership development. And Gabrielle Ganswint is joining us today from Boston, where she has a very successful executive and life coaching practice. She's also, she calls herself an underground interfaith minister. I happen to know that Gabrielle is a certified spiritual counselor and a minister, an interfaith minister, and she brings a spiritual and reflective consciousness to the work that she does with business people and leaders. And she's a faculty member at the Massachusetts School of Professional Psychology. She's a frequent keynote speaker on topics related to leadership development and resiliency and reinvention. And the subject that I think we're going to dig into today, which is how to find balance, how to build your resiliency and find balance, overcome fear, and really live a designed, fully realized life. So I am thrilled to have Gabrielle here, and I want to welcome her to the show. Hey, Gabrielle.
Hi, Jeff. Thank you so much for your kind introduction, and I'm delighted to be here and explore this topic with you.
Well, I am thrilled to have you on the show. I have worked with you, and I've known you for a few years, and we've had this ongoing conversation around how to help our clients, whether they're corporate clients or private clients or just people that we work with in retreat settings and workshops, and areas of the need to find balance in our lives, to build a greater sense of resiliency in these difficult times that we're experiencing. And I know that this is something that is kind of part of your portfolio of skills and expertise. So, I mean, maybe a good way to start would be to help our listeners get to know you a little better. And maybe you'd share a little bit of your background and kind of how you came to be an expert in this area of finding balance and resiliency in difficult times.
Okay. I'm delighted to do that, Jeff. So one other area that is just very present in my life is that I originally came from Germany 20-some years ago, and the first year that I actually ended up in a postgraduate program here. I got very sick, ended up in a wheelchair, and actually at that time didn't even know whether I would be able to walk again. And yet it was very clear to me that I wanted to stay and continue learning and working in this country. So as a trained psychologist, I wanted to work in organizations because my experience was that leaders have such a tremendous impact on the well-being of employees, and my interest was from the get-go to help foster leadership that I think of as life-affirming leadership, where people do great work, give their best, can be creative, but also have their spirits left intact at the end of the workday to go home to be great partners, parents, community members, and so on. So I ended up working for a consulting company that focused on developing leaders in both Europe and in this country. And through that, I began to truly love working with those that affect the life and the environment of organizations. And what I noticed early on was that how we treat each other, how we work with one another in creating what I think of as a life-affirming environment is not a trivial task, and especially in times like the last couple of years when people are under stress, we often revert to less than skillful leadership practices. So a number of years ago, one of the big corporations I worked with actually decided we need to give our employees throughout the organization, from the top to every rank of the organization, skills to foster what they called change resiliency, because they were reorganizing, restructuring, laying off people on an ongoing basis. And even though the company was doing fairly well, it put a lot of strain on folks. And so we were asked, the company that I founded, Shared Learning International, in 95, we created an intervention that looked at how can we develop the muscle. I think of resiliency as a muscle to respond effectively and proactively and skillfully to change, whether it's positive change, a promotion, or negative or often considered adverse changes when, the organization has layoffs, gets restructured, and there is an awful lot of uncertainty, disruption that people have to deal with. So As we looked at that, we came up with a number of areas that truly help people to stay focused, stay balanced, and centered when everything around you goes crazy. And like for anyone out there, this is a practice that I have adopted as my day-to-day practice, because life is uncertain, and to embrace that and stay calm and centered no matter what life, work, brings to you. It's been probably at the heart of my day-to-day practice.
I love what you're saying about the models that you developed professionally, but you must have developed your own personal sense of resiliency coming through a major illness.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the good things that when I literally ended up being in a wheelchair and didn't know whether I would walk again and nobody could explain what was happening, I had the good fortune to meet someone who said, this may be the best thing that happens to you, and it may prevent you from having cancer 10 years, 20 years from now, because you will pay attention to your body. And being able to listen to my body and to hear the screaming, whether it's in the back, in the shoulders, or other places, that has been a definite gift. And I think of resiliency is to, in one way, is to look at the treasure in any given situation, whatever life throws at you. And so the outlook that I try to live by, and of course, some days are better than others, but is to look at where is the treasure and to trust that there is one. It may not be immediately obvious when something bad
right.
happens, but to know that this is an opportunity to grow and to learn. And I think this has been a lifesaver for me, and it's what I teach my clients, both individuals and groups that I work with.
Yeah, I mean, I love that. I think that that's the place where whatever painful experiences we go through in our personal lives, you know, the best thing that we can do is learn to reflect on what the lesson is in that. And I love what you're saying about the muscle of resiliency. We're going to, and it's both at a personal and a professional level. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, Gabrielle, let's talk about that muscle on a personal and collective level and dig into some of the models that you've created to support business people and leaders and private individuals in developing that ability to stay balanced in the midst of the storm. So you're listening to Life Shifting with Dr. J, and we will be right back.
Life Shifting with Dr. J is a show about living full out and helping listeners to banish their fears, embrace their dreams, and move with greater ease through the ups and downs of our crazy world. Dr. J's Life Shifting method is all about reinventing and renewing ourselves throughout our lives. Dr. J will have a wide array of entertaining, insightful, and highly credentialed guests who will inspire us with stories of their own life shifts. Listeners will wake up, listen deeply, and reflect about their own lives, and are encouraged to call in and get live coaching from Dr. J and his expert guests who are passionate about helping people reclaim lost vitality. Life Shifting with Dr. J is about heartfelt dialogue, amazing life stories, personal struggles of highly successful people, their journeys, their ups and downs, and their triumphs. Listen in to Life Shifting with Dr. J on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll be inspired and moved to step up to your growing edge and shift your life into high gear. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for the complete show schedule.
In the last 30 years, over 1 million people have gone from busy and a bit overweight to busy enjoying life, having lost weight using MetaFast products. The Take Shape for Life program has taken that success of MetaFast meals even further with a free certified health coach and a realistic and simple plan. You're not fixing a problem. You're on a journey to optimal health. Learn more. Talk to a health coach and hear their story of success. Call 877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in Wellness, from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness natural food for pets. This is where true wellness begins.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Life Shifting with Dr. J, and I am Dr. Jeffrey Hull, and I am today in dialogue with my dear friend, organizational consultant and executive coach, Gabrielle Gonswit, who works with a large number of companies that many of us have heard of. I think she's done work with Fidelity and Bank of America and a whole long list of major corporations. And just before the break, she was sharing with us how over the years she's developed a whole series of models around helping clients and leaders get through and navigate some of these really turbulent situations and rough patches that I think, you know, it was maybe a few years ago, they happened every few years that companies went through restructurings and downsizing and mergers. And these days, it's almost like they're always in situations like that. It's become kind of the norm to be in a constant state of change. And we were just talking about how to develop and how Gabrielle helps clients and leaders develop this muscle of resiliency. So, Gabrielle, talk a little bit more to our listeners about some of the models and practices that you've found work well with some of the leaders and organizations that you've worked with over the years.
Absolutely. I think it's important to spend just a moment on this notion of a muscle, because we all know what it takes to build, to tone a muscle, and that it's not enough, especially as we grow older, to just go to the gym once a month if you want to have a fully functioning and vital and strong, ready to support your muscle. And the same is true, in my belief, with resiliency, our ability to not only survive but thrive with whatever disruption, change comes our way. And as you said, Dr. J, change is the constant. And to embrace that we can't control, predict everything, I think, is at the heart of a resilient ability or a resilient person, team, organization. So to build muscle, to tone muscle, we need to constantly be aware what is it that we want to focus on in our muscle training. And there are several areas that we found as we developed our model that stand out and deserve attention. But overall, the key ability is to embrace holding opposites. And what research showed is that surviving species, surviving personalities, surviving organizations are able to embrace what looks like seemingly opposing paradoxical skills. So, for example,
that's great.
You don't just want to have an optimistic or positive outlook, because what they found is, let's say you're a soldier and you have the most positive and optimistic outlook in the world, that's great, but you may not do what we call realistic, quick reality assessment, and you step on the first mine. What it takes is to be both realistic, fully aware of what is going on, to be able to face reality as it is, to describe it, to see it, to acknowledge it, and to find a positive, optimistic way forward. So it's being able to do both. And the same.
But that's also, I suppose, without falling into the trap of being overly negative, right? Because, I mean,
absolutely.
What I love what you're saying is that there's a tendency that we all have at times of stress to get kind of one extreme or another. I mean, we see that, and I see that in my own life. I see that in the lives of my clients. I see that writ large in the culture with the red states and the blue states.
Right.
And, you know, what you're pointing to is this ability that to have an awareness that it's really not always an either-or situation, right?
Yeah. One of the great mentors and pioneers, I think, in the field of resiliency, the late Al Seabird, he really inspired me many years ago when I first founded the Global Resiliency Network as a practice team of coaches and consultants around the world looking at this kind of work, is that it is the ability to exhibit seemingly oppositional or paradoxical skills. while at the same time always focusing on the benefit of the whole. And to me, that was a great relief because personally, I can be very orderly. I can be very neat. And yet, there are times where I need to let that go and also step over a lot of mess in order to adapt to what's necessary. And so to learn that I am orderly and I can tolerate chaos, that that is a survivor's capability, was a great relief to me.
And in, yeah, that's in that, great.
And in I the love... same vein, you know, you and I know sometimes we are so immersed in caring for other people, but we forget to care for ourselves. A lot of my clients are gifted and skilled at identifying and noticing what's needed for my employees, for the organization, but their own life balance, their own health goes down the tubes. And so, again, you need to exhibit at one at the same time effective, skillful self-care as well as other care. And so there are several of these dimensions that look at embracing, you know, being clear on what is important to you, what are your guiding principles, while at the same time staying flexible, responding with new and fresh actions depending on what the situation presents to you.
Yeah, that's really beautifully said. I think, you know, what you're bringing up in me is this dialogue that I often have with my clients around the difference between efficiency and effectiveness. That, you know, it's very easy, especially for business people or organizational situations, for, you know, leaders to get very focused on being highly efficient, and they forget that a lot of creativity and innovation actually comes from the edges. It comes from the margins. It comes from, you know, those moments when we're in the shower or when we're in a complete chaotic kind of messy state. And it's really interesting how I've worked with people that have had a very low tolerance for things that are, you know, not highly efficient, not highly organized, not highly aligned, and yet they need those creative, maverick, kind of messy type people around them also, because those are the ones, or and they need to find that maybe within themselves, as you're pointing out, because that's where sometimes the creative spark, the solution to the drama and to the situation will actually come through. And, you know, I love what you're pointing to is this, like, being able to hold the tension of the opposites. And it's very challenging. I think it's very easy for us to get into a highly optimistic and proactive mindset, or then to fall in the other direction and get depressed.
Yeah, exactly. And so and the nugget really here is to embrace and... there's nothing else to remember. I think it is that the world is not either or, but and that it's okay to hold, you know, what seems like opposites for a while, as long as we're clear on who are we serving, who are we aiming to serve in any given situation, whether it's in a private client situation or in an organizational context, but that and, literally becomes the guiding principle.
Yeah, and including self and other, I think, is something you're pointing to also. That there's a tendency that, you know, we all have to get very focused on what's going on with other people, and with our, if it's leadership with our team, or if it's our family with, or our friends, and somehow we get lost in the shuffle. And what you're pointing to is always to come home to self, because we have to role model that muscle before we can project that onto other people.
Yeah. And that's where, you know, when you bring it to the personal practice, this is how do you start your day? How do you ground yourself in what you know is true for you so that you can act from those vital few guiding principles and stay adaptive and flexible in whatever situation arises?
Right. Yeah, no, that's great. When we're gonna take another break, and you just set up the next segment extremely well, Gabrielle, because I think it would be great for us to spend a few minutes sharing with listeners some of those very specific practices that you found have worked for yourself and worked for your clients. And I know I have my own thoughts, and in my book I talk about yoga and meditation. So when we come back from the break, let's dig into some of those practices and maybe support our listeners in building that resiliency muscle. Sure. So you're listening to Life Shifting with Dr. J, and we'll be right back.
Life Shifting with Dr. J is a show about living full out and helping listeners to banish their fears, embrace their dreams, and move with greater ease through the ups and downs of our crazy world. Dr. J's Life Shifting method is all about reinventing and renewing ourselves throughout our lives. Dr. J will have a wide array of entertaining, insightful, and highly credentialed guests who will inspire us with stories of their own life shifts. Listeners will wake up, listen deeply, and reflect about their own lives, and are encouraged to call in and get live coaching from Dr. J and his expert guests who are passionate about helping people reclaim lost vitality. Life Shifting with Dr. J is about heartfelt dialogue, amazing life stories, personal struggles of highly successful people, their journeys, their ups and downs, and their triumphs. Listen in to Life Shifting with Dr. J on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll be inspired and moved to step up to your growing edge and shift your life into high gear. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for the complete show schedule.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Bi-Mart, New Seasons, and other fine health food stores and co-ops. Ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store nearest you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Life Shifting with Dr. J, and I'm Dr. Jeffrey Hull, and I am talking today with a wonderful friend of mine, an executive coach, an organizational consultant, and an underground interfaith minister, Gabrielle Ganswit. And we were just talking about building that muscle of resiliency in times of change, and the components of that Gabrielle was kind of digging into before the break have to do with finding practices and principles for balance. And as she was describing, kind of holding the energy of the opposites when things are not necessarily always in our control or going the way that we want them to be, or when we're in the midst of just what feels like chaotic change, to not get stuck seeing everything through either rose-colored glasses and kind of like move into a denial space of being overly optimistic, and not to get too stuck on things not working and get focused overly on the negative, but to try to hold the energy, the tension of the opposites. And before we went on break, we were talking about the fact that the way that Gabrielle helps her clients to find that middle ground is through a series of practices. She has models and practices that she's created in her practice with her private clients and with organizational clients. So I want to dig into that, Gabrielle, and have you have an opportunity to share some of those best practices, any examples that you can think of where you've helped people grapple with these kind of chaotic, difficult, turbulent change. Just jump in here and give me what you think are your sort of the ways that you intervene to support.
Great. Thank you, Dr. J. I think the metaphor of juggling is helpful as we look at balance, because everybody has seen jugglers, and jugglers make it look effortless, and yet it's all about balance, poise, understanding rhythm. And so what I try to help and have discovered for myself over the years is, as someone who juggles a lot of balls, you know, I take care of myself in order to be able to move and walk in the world. As I said earlier, I have to do a lot of exercises for my back so I can function. I have a wonderful marriage. I have two young children. I have work that I love and is deeply meaningful to me. I have family in this country and in Europe, then friends. I love to have a peaceful, pleasing, welcoming home. And then there's this whole area of money and all the assets that bring energy into our lives. And in order to juggle those areas, and I think of those areas as key life areas that are important for most people, what happens to my clients, whether it's individuals or organizational clients, is that we often lose focus on what really matters because we don't see the whole. And so what I teach is to look at these areas in literally on one page, to draw up a map of the areas that matter to you, and then to begin thinking about, first in looking back, by what really in the last year, let's say, you know, this year is almost over, in 2010, what were the most precious moments for you, Jeff, in 2010, for you personally, you know, where you felt your best, where you really felt your gifts, your talents were coming fully into being, where you felt most vital and alive in your relationship? What are the moments that really stand out, the two or three key pivotal moments where you say, wow, this was memorable, this is what I'll never forget?
That's
great.
You have
hit partners, you know, in your work, the same thing. So you look at what's precious, and what I find is when you zero in on those few moments, experiences that truly stand out, this is where we remember who we are at our best. And whether that's at an organizational level, where many organizations do great work, but we forget. Who are we at our best? When life gets crazy, when the world gets spinning around us like a hurricane, this process helps us go to that calm eye of the storm. That's where I think resiliency lies, where we nourish ourselves and focus on what are the few things that truly matter over the many trivial things that we could be torn about in all directions and pulled in all directions. So as we look at these areas, looking back, then we also get an idea of, so what are some of the key guiding principles that we want to use as the beacons when things go wild and crazy and unpredictable around us. So when in doubt, I know for myself, as someone who has taken vows as an interfaith minister, one of my beacons is I renew my vows every morning in my morning practice. And I know you, in the work that you do in the book, in your wonderful book, Jeff, you talk a lot about centering practices, whether it's
right.
yoga, prayer. For me, it is having my dedicated time in the morning to open to the connection that I feel with the divine, to be present to all that I can receive so that I can give as much as possible. And the days where I don't do that, I can tell you, I'm less my best self than I wish. And it's wonderful
right.
to notice that at this moment.
And you try not to be too harsh on yourself, because we all fall off the so-called balance wagon.
Right.
The idea is just to get back on
is
quickly.
To be loving, to practice loving kindness to myself and others. And
right.
I think this is the practice that is so hard for many of us. We can be loving and kind easier to others than to ourselves. And so
yeah,
we
no,
don't
I think
do
that's
that.
True.
It's hard to keep that resiliency muscle really strong. Yes.
You know, Gabrielle, I want to stop you because I love this practice that you shared with the idea of looking back on the year and sort of getting grounded in the highlights, those moments that are, you know, when you were fully embracing yourself with joy and and feeling alive. And it just struck me that you know, having your clients do that in reflecting over a year or in the past few months, I think I'm going to do that with my clients over the past week. It's like, almost like, take that kind of questioning mm-hmm. and ask yourself, so what were those moments in the past week? And get reconnected to those powerful moments that we have, not just in the few months, but every week, or maybe even at the end of every day.
Well, this is exactly how the process continues. We start with the 10,000-foot level, look back at the year past, then we look at, you know, so what are some guiding principles that we might put in the center of, you know, our what I call advanced life planning, and then we look ahead again for the year on the 10,000-foot level, but then obviously you break it down. So for this month, you know, if you're juggling eight balls, not every ball is up in the air with the same importance in every month. If you are, you know, a working mother, there are certain times of the year, whether it's September school beginning or May, June school ending, they are very intense. And so the mothering, paying attention to school stuff needs a lot more attention in those months. And that's the kind of rhythm that once you look at the big picture, you know, there's a rhythm to the year. And it's different for different people depending on profession. But there is a rhythm, and you only see that when you look at it from the 10,000-foot level. But then you break it down. So for the months, what needs attention? For a lot of people, Thanksgiving is, you know, a highly intense family time with all the good and the challenging aspects. So what do I want to focus on? What are the
exactly.
three things as I go into Thanksgiving that really matter? You know, focus on, I think in my book, I cannot remember more than three things. When life goes wild and crazy, I break it down. What are the three things that matter? No matter where I am, no matter what I'm going to do, what are the three things that matter?
Do you find that when you work with this kind of model and these kinds of practices, that people, even in corporate settings, resonate with this kind of thing?
Absolutely. I think my experiences and what I hear from my clients is that it really helps sort out what really is critical, what is vital, what is pivotal, because there is just so much that can ask for our attention. And that's where people feel the overwhelm, the burden, the getting burned out, when we try to be too much to too many people, to too many areas that pull on us. So to take that moment, think about what are the three things that really matter, helps sift away the 7 or 8 other areas that you could also give your attention to, but then feel burned out.
Yeah,
it's
no,
practice.
That's great.
It's a real practice. And you, I know I will practice this for the rest of my life, but I know when I apply the pause, breathe, focus on what really matters, and then act from there, which has been a motto that I've tried to live by and work by for the last 10 years or so, things fall into place.
Yeah, that's so great. It's beautiful. I mean, I think that this applies across the spectrum from, you know, individuals in our day-to-day lives to businesses to even the, you know, on a whole cultural level. You know, I wish that some of this message of being able to stay focused on what really matters and self-care and care of other and prioritizing were something that were a little more present on a larger scale, maybe in the mainstream media. So anyway, I love the conversation. I really appreciate this idea of these practices. We're going to take one final break, and when we come back, I want to talk with Gabrielle about some of the work that she's doing in offering retreats where you can learn more about how to bring these principles into your day-to-day life. So you're listening to Life Shifting with Dr. J, and we will be right back.
Life Shifting with Dr. J is a show about living full out and helping listeners to banish their fears, embrace their dreams, and move with greater ease through the ups and downs of our crazy world. Dr. J's Life Shifting method is all about reinventing and renewing ourselves throughout our lives. Dr. J will have a wide array of entertaining, insightful, and highly credentialed guests who will inspire us with stories of their own life shifts. Listeners will wake up, listen deeply, and reflect about their own lives, and are encouraged to call in and get live coaching from Dr. J and his expert guests who are passionate about helping people reclaim lost vitality. Life Shifting with Dr. J is about heartfelt dialogue, amazing life stories, personal struggles of highly successful people, their journeys, their ups and downs, and their triumphs. Listen in to Life Shifting with Dr. J on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll be inspired and moved to step up to your growing edge and shift your life into high gear. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for the complete show schedule.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. With CRA, we are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232. Or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
After a 15-year search for a truly delicious, healthy, easy-to-prepare organic meal, Savitri and Adil Pakivala founded Eastern Essence. They set out to do what their friends and business acquaintances thought impossible, to produce delicious, healthy, vital food grown in harmony with nature and to promote organic farming in India. Happy food, happy people, happy planet. For more information, go to EasternEssence.com. That's EasternEssence.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Life Shifting with Dr. J. I am Dr. Jeffrey Hull, and my fabulous guest today is Gabrielle Ganswint. And Gabrielle and I were just kind of talking about resilience and how to find balance in a chaotic world. And Gabrielle was sharing with us some of her models for practices that she shares with clients and on a private and on an organizational level. And before we kind of dig into some of the other work that she offers, I want to be sure to make that we get in all of Gabrielle's contact information so that any of you that are listening that would like to follow up with her, learn more about her work, and potentially participate in retreats or workshops that she's offering. I know, Gabrielle, you have a couple of websites, one of which is www.sharedlearninginternational.net. Is that...
It's INT, sharedlearningint.net, yes.
Okay, so shared learning, one word, right? Sharedlearningint.net.
Yep.
And then the other one is resiliency, right?
Yes, globalresiliency.net.
So www.globalresiliency.net. And do you have a preference for the way that you like to be reached? People want to reach out and get in touch with you?
Yeah, sharedlearning@comcast.net is probably, for the U.S., the easiest way to reach me. Yes.
Okay, so that was shared learning, one word, mm-hmm. right, at comcast.net. And I assume that you're happy to hear from people.
Absolutely, absolutely. This is what I'm passionate about and practicing, and so I'd be delighted. Here.
Yeah, no, it's you and I are so aligned. As I was listening to you speaking, I was thinking about the, you know, in the second chapter of my book, I have, it's called The Dance of Change, and I was reminded of this image that I used in the book that I was so profoundly touched by, which is, you know, this famous French man, I think his name is Philippe Petit, and he, at one time in the early 90s, actually went out on a in between the World Trade Centers, so it goes back a few years, obviously, but he actually walked on a high wire in between the two, you know, between the two World Trade Centers in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And he was summarily arrested for doing that, so he was doing something very illegal, but they caught him on tape and videotaped him out between the two towers, and later, you know, they interviewed him and they were showing the tape and he was literally bouncing on this high wire, you know, thousands of feet above the street. And they asked him how he was managing to do that. And he basically said that it was all about balance. It was all about staying focused and at the same time staying light and free.
Mm-hmm.
And I always kept that image in my mind as I was thinking about this. You know, when I was writing about what I call the dance of change, and you've just been speaking about that in terms mm-hmm. of being able to kind of hold the delicate opposites of staying focused, staying grounded, staying clear about what's important, but also being light and playful and, you know, being aware of the whole, being aware of what's going on in the bigger picture at the edges. Mm-hmm. Any other thoughts on that in terms
that's
of the...
Wonderful metaphor. I can just see it so vividly in my mind.
Yeah.
In order to, you know, not fall off the tight rope, you have to stay focused, but not too rigid, not too tense. You have to stay loose in the knees. And when I begin my morning, one of the practices I do is I step onto a balance disc, the kind of things they have in the gyms where, you know, in order to stay stable, you really have to engage your core. And then from there, you can be flexible. But first, you need to engage your core. And I think this is at the heart of all these practices, to know what is vital that will not be thrown out with the bathwater when things get changed around you. And on an organizational level, for example, you know, all the studies about longevity, the companies that survive longer than 100 years, there are very few principles that they adhere to. And then there is a lot of freedom and a lot of flexibility and adaptability. And I think it's, again, it's the and. You know what are the givens that will not change, what are the few things that are critical to hold on to, and then where to let go. And I think this is the dance exactly that you're talking about. And for me, one of the pivotal moments in my life was I could not imagine in my early 30s how to do the work that I love doing and traveling for work and be the kind of mother that I wanted to be. And then through an experience, a visceral experience working with dilemmas, where literally somebody, two people were pulling on each of my hands and I had to be with that, I learned that, well, I can dance with that. It feels like a workout. I like working out. So maybe I can be both a mother and the kind of profession, the kind of mother and the kind of professional and the kind of partner and the kind of homekeeper and the kind of daughter and friend that I want to be. And that's what I think of. So I think your metaphor of dancing with it and staying engaged in the core but being loose and moving on the edges in your limbs is exactly the metaphor I would use.
Yeah, no, it's a great sort of picture to hold, because I think it's very easy. You know, the two ends of the spectrum that I run into with my clients is that, and within myself, of course, but is that it's easy to, I call it the dictator and the dissolver. You know, on the two ends of the spectrum, on one hand, it's easy to become a bit of a dictator, and that's sort of the ego taking over, and in a fear state, you get very rigid and very focused and very reactive. And I think about, you know, I share that image with my clients when they're in that state of if Petit were up on that high wire and he was being rigid and focused and dogged and determined, you know, he would have fallen over in a minute. But on the other hand, if he was at the other extreme and totally surrendered and loose and free, he also would have fallen down 1,000 feet. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, it's about trying to find, there's moments for being very, very focused and together and in control. And then there's moments for letting go and letting you breathe, creating a space for something new to emerge.
I think of it as exactly as strong enough to bend. You know, in the storm, you know, when we talk about resiliency, the metaphor of a storm, you know, the old rigid trees will break. The young, loose, very fresh new growth that haven't yet developed any roots yet get whipped out with the storm.
Right.
But the ones that are strong enough to bend are the ones that survive. And so I think, again, this is the end, you know,
that's so
that
great.
We in the West, I think, have still a way to go to embrace.
Yeah.
In every which
way. Wow, you know, I realize we're running out of time here, and I wanted to have you talk about your retreats and the workshops that you offer. So everyone that's listening, please get in touch with Gabrielle. The work that she does is incredibly profound and moving and helpful at this time of change. And, Gabrielle, I want to just take a moment to thank you for joining me. It's been a fabulous conversation, and I hope maybe you'll come back and join us again on the radio. And for those of you that are coming back each week, I am going to tell you that next week's show is going to be equally amazing, because I'm going to have a celebrity rising star in the yoga world joining me, Sadie Nardini. So come join me next week, and at 5 o'clock next Monday, Eastern Standard Time, and on any time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And have a great week, everyone. Take care.